the term cash assistance is very broad. What does that really mean? And can you give us a more specific idea of how much money per person or per family we're talking about?
Roughly, we're talking about $400-ish for a family. The average number of months that somebody is on assistance is just under 15 months.
So who will these new rules impact the most significantly?
Most of the people that are losing cash assistance are kids. Two-thirds of the people that are funded through this are children. So what happens with these families is that they start moving from home or apartment to apartment. They move around. The kids change schools. The kids get behind in school. Then they need remediation. Then they don't finish high school. You know, then you have these sort of cycles that never, ever get broken. Years ago, when the legislature passed welfare reform during the Engler years, we already put in place a 48-month cap in the state, but there were certain exemptions that were allowed. Those exemptions pretty much have been eliminated with this new policy.
What exemptions have been closed?
Well, you know, this is interesting. Understand that Michigan sort of led the recession. One of the exemptions that was put in years ago was that if you lived in an area where the unemployment rate was 25% or more higher than the rest of the state, the average of the state, then there was an exemption. So that's why when you take a look at Detroit-Wayne County area, where about half of these cases rest, that exemption, because the job market is so depressed there, that helped people there because, you know, obviously there are just no jobs.
We've heard a lot about what happens on October 1st, but over the following months, how many additional people will be affected by these new caps?
It's going to be thousands of people that will be kind of rolling off on a forward basis right now. So think of it as sort of a conveyor belt of people. Now, understand also, at the same time that this 48-month cap is being initiated, we also have an asset test for food assistance. It's happening at exactly the same time, also on October 1st. And the integration of these two really drastic policy changes are something that we really need to be very cognizant of, because this is really going to continue to impact so many more thousands of people.
Now, the assets test basically gauges someone's resources. If they have more than $5,000
correct
in a bank account or in assets, then they'll no longer be eligible for food stamp assistance.
Right, and cars that cumulatively worth no more than $15,000.
I think a lot of people question whether it's unreasonable to put a time limit on cash assistance. Supporters of the new rules say, you know, 4 years is plenty of time for someone to get themselves and their family stable. How do you respond to those people?
Well, there's really a couple of things. One, as I explained, generally the average amount of time that somebody is on cash assistance is just 15 months. And a lot of those people actually are working poor people, where it's not their only form of assistance. There are not good-paying jobs in our state. A lot of folks are still on low-wage jobs. I also would say if there are people who have been on for a very long time, let's take a look at who those people are. It could be people that are suffering from mental illness. You know, to me, there's a systems problem. You know, we tend to want to victimize the individual, but I think you have to step back and say, well, how did this happen?
The cash assistance time limit is expected to save the state $65 million at a time when the state is trying to remain financially solvent.
Well, you know, I understand that. However, you know, I think we have to look forward and say, is there an economic impact by changing this policy that may even exceed the savings that we're going to have here? So there, you know, you got to kind of connect the dots with policy in terms of what really works and what doesn't work.
Gilda Jacobs is president and CEO of the Michigan League for Human Services. Gilda, thanks for making time for us today.
Thanks so much.